The Burt Show.
All right, this is from the Burt Show listener that wants to know how to address this with a coworker. It says, good morning, and you guys can call up with your advice if you got it. 404-741-Q100. I work in a small office and have been having issues with a coworker for over a year. We've never really been able to see eye to eye since our first day together. Mostly she's upset that I work from home half the week while she's here for long hours. Recently, I had to cover her position for her for the morning, and when I asked our other coworker why she was gone, I was told she is getting food stamps. Now, I have no problems with people who need food stamps, but she and her husband work full-time. She's been living in an apartment and decided she no longer likes, quote-unquote, apartment life, so she went house hunting. Mm. I tried to help her find an affordable house because of the past year we've been receiving calls from creditors for her. She picked a house that is twice as much as her apartment now and got my boss to write a letter to the state saying her hours were cut. She's still getting paid the same amount as before and is basically getting assistance to live out of her means. It's killing me not to say something to her, either way, my boss or the state. I can't sit by and let her get assistance when it's not warranted. Please help me.
Mm-hmm. Frustrating.
So she's getting unemployment, but she's employed, is what it sounds like to me.
I don't know how food stamps work.
I don't either.
Me neither.
But I do remember working, at the Piggly Wiggly, okay? I was a cashier at the Pig. And there was...
Hello!
That's awesome. What's up? And so we knew there are certain things, at least at the time, on food stamps that you could ring, could ring out. And there's some things that didn't qualify for food stamps. So I know that baby formula and different kinds of things to help new mothers out was a part of food stamps. But there's this one guy that came up, and part of his grocery bill was the food stamp part, right? And then he was buying cigarettes, which is not a part of the food stamp. At least it wasn't then. And he had to pull out cash for it. And he opened up his wallet, and he had this huge wad of big bills. In his, and I couldn't believe you're on food stamps, and he looked like he had at least $500 in his wallet. I was so frustrated by that because I thought there are people that really do need assistance, but then there are definitely people who take advantage of the system.
But I wonder
he probably
if he
wasn't making that money legally, or maybe. at least wasn't reporting that money.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
whether it was a server or
right.
whether it was illegal or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
404-741-Q100. Hey, Robin.
Hey, hi, Burt Show.
Hey.
Hi.
This lady needs to mind her damn business, in my opinion.
Okay.
She doesn't know this lady's full situation. She doesn't know what's going on. And the first thing she said was that they've been having problems with each other. This is out of spite. And if this lady is doing something wrong, she'll get caught. Hmm. She'll get caught.
So
but for her to know all this personal information and say she wants to go report it, she needs to mind her damn business.
But it's, again, people taking advantage of the system. She's got a job, and she just wants more stuff and bigger things. Why not just live comfortably in something smaller until you can finally afford it without having to use the government's money or my money because my money goes to the government?
I absolutely agree with that, and my money, too. But you don't know this lady's situation. She's making all kind of assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
That's my point. This is a coworker, mm-hmm. okay? So, I mean... She's just being spiteful and nosy, in my opinion. I pay my taxes. I understand what you're saying. I completely agree. But what is her motivation behind this?
Yeah, because it does say in the first couple of lines there that they haven't seen eye to eye in a long time. So you wonder maybe if she's looking at her a little more critically because they don't
definitely.
Get along to begin with.
Oh, definitely.
Here is Melissa. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was going to say that you can go on the Department of Human Resources website for Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
You can send in an anonymous tip. And they'll investigate it and find out, because I had to do that before.
Oh, you did?
Oh, you did to a coworker?
No.
To a friend? What were they doing?
Not a friend. Just
an enemy.
Someone that I know.
Someone you didn't
what
like.
Were they
someone
doing?
I share blood with.
Food stamp fraud. Not a family member.
Now, it almost sounds like your situation is very much like this email. Was this a woman that you did not, or a guy that you did not get along with?
Oh, I don't get along with her. And I know what she was doing was wrong. So,
So you reported her.
Yes, and then they investigate it, and you don't have to do anything with the investigation.
Look, it's a cool thing. It's set up that way. Mm-hmm. Whatever the motive is,
well,
you're going to get busted. You're going to get busted.
If they're doing something wrong, then they'll be prosecuted. If they're not, then you don't have anything to worry about. But at least, you did the right thing by turning them in.
Do you remember what the website was?
Yeah, you just go to I think it's DHR.gov or GeorgiaDHR.gov, and there's a link on there for... I think they have a whole department that handles investigation.
Wow. I do think anonymous I don't know. I think it's a little cowardly, to be honest
it
with
is.
You. You know?
That's okay.
Where she's too...
Still at the end of the day, if you're doing the right thing.
I know. It depends on if you're doing the right thing. I think the first call, like the house thing, buying a house would have tipped me off. If you're on food stamps and you're going house hunting,
mm-hmm. yeah,
that would tip me off a little bit. Like, wait a second, that's a red flag. But I see where the first caller's like, if she's doing the right thing and not doing it out of spite, then I get it. But if she's just trying to be kind of
spiteful,
then
your motivation is wrong.
Yeah.
But still, at the end of the day, it's all you got.
It's just
if they investigate her and she's doing something wrong, it's really that woman's fault.
Right. The Burt Show.